As we begin these 3 days of prayer together tonight, I would just like to extend a word of welcome to all of you. So good to join with all of you tonight on this Holy Thursday, to join fraternally with Father Joe and Deacon Jack to celebrate this Mass of the Lord's Supper. And I extend my thanks to all whose efforts have made this Mass and the next few days possible. Please know how appreciative I am to all who have lent their hands and their talents to these celebrations. At the beginning of tonight's Gospel, St. John gives us the interpretive key to all of the mysteries that we celebrate tonight. He said, "Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end." The mysteries that we celebrate tonight, namely the Eucharist, the priesthood, and the call to service, are all demonstrations of the love that is in the heart of Jesus for each and every one of us. A love that goes to the very end, to the furthest reaches of our humanity, the furthest reaches of our separation from God, to bring us back. That is why St. John says that he loved his own who were in the world. That means he loves all of us humans, created in the image and likeness of God. Of course, on this night in which the Lord sat and celebrated with his disciples at the table of the Last Supper, the principal mystery of this evening is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is the love of the heart of Jesus. It was out of the love, his love for mankind, that Jesus went to the cross. And so when we come to the Mass and we are brought to the foot of Calvary at this altar, at the sacrifice of the Mass, Jesus pours all of himself into that bread and wine, thus transforming them, transforming their substance into his body and his blood. We are then given the privilege of consuming that body and blood so that we can be transformed by that love of Jesus. When we eat regular food, our body takes that food and through the process of digestion breaks it down and turns it into us, into the building blocks of our body. But when we receive the Eucharistic food, we receive that food so that we can be broken down, so that we can be broken down and then built back up into the love of Jesus. And the Eucharist is that concrete sign of that love of Jesus that he has for us to the end. I think we all realize that as human beings, we need physical signs that speak of invisible realities. Someone can say that they love us, but don't we really like when they give us a card or they give us a gift? Some concrete sign of their love. As human beings, our existence can never be separated from the physical world. And that's why Jesus gives us the Eucharist. Something that we can point at and say, look, right there. See how much Jesus loves us. Inseparable from the mystery of the Eucharist is that of the priesthood, since it is through the ministerial priesthood that Jesus comes into our world through the Eucharist, in the Eucharist. So the priesthood is meant to be yet another concrete physical sign of the love of the Savior. The love of the Savior whose sacrifice is perpetuated in every age by his priests. It pains me that every Holy Thursday, almost without fail, since my ordination almost 12 years ago, the celebration of the mystery of the priesthood has been overshadowed by scandal. It's a sobering reality that the betrayals of some of my brethren have caused a great many to question or to wholesale abandon the faith and the church. Yet in every crisis, isn't it the fact that Jesus asks for a greater outpouring of faith? A greater outpouring of faith by his priests and by his people. The scandals of the last few months remind us of what happens when we are not committed 100% to Jesus and to the faith. They remind us of what happens when we cut corners or pick and choose where we will be faithful and where we will go on our own way. This causes untold damage to the body of Christ, to ourselves as individual believers, and certainly in the case of abuse, to the lives of others. It's necessary in our time for all of us to live a more authentic Catholic Christianity. Being unfaithful to promises is what got us into this mess in the first place. So it stands to reason that a greater fidelity will help us to see our way out of it. As I'm sure many of you know, every year during Holy Week, in every diocese around the world, they're celebrated what is called the Chrism Mass. It's the Mass at which the bishop of the diocese blesses and consecrates the oils that are used in the celebration of the sacraments during the course of the year. And in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, it's always on the Monday of Holy Week. And during the course of that Mass, the bishop asks the priests of the diocese gathered there with him to renew the promises that they made at their ordination. And I always make it a very high priority to attend this Mass every year, specifically because of that renewal and recommitment to the promises of ordination. The bishop asked us at the Chrism Mass, he said, "Are you resolved to be more united with the Lord Jesus and more closely conformed to him, denying yourselves and confirming those promises about sacred duties towards Christ's church, which prompted by love of him, you willingly and joyfully pledged on the day of your priestly ordination?" And all the priests assembled respond by saying, "I do." And then he goes on to ask further, "Are you resolved to be faithful stewards of the mysteries of God in the Holy Eucharist and the other liturgical rites, and to discharge faithfully the sacred office of teaching, following Christ the head and shepherd, not seeking any gain, but moved only by zeal for souls?" And again, we all answered, "I do." It's an opportunity to gather around our bishop with our brother priests, to recommit to that faithfulness, that first commitment that we made on the day of our ordination. And so on this Holy Thursday night, we remember the institution of the priesthood, but also the priesthood of all the believers, that all of us, through the sacrament of baptism, must be faithful. And I think that that is what God is asking from us this Holy Thursday. He's not asking us for perfection, but rather for a faithfulness motivated solely in response to the love of Jesus, which was demonstrated to us on that first Holy Thursday. The final mystery of this evening's Mass kind of gives us the context in which everything else should be lived out, namely that of service. Jesus, at the Last Supper, gets down and washes the feet of his apostles, a job in the ancient world that was reserved for the servants, for the slaves. Jesus is the servant or the slave of all humanity. He takes off that outer garment at the Last Supper, just as at the Incarnation, he takes off the outer garment of his divinity, and he clothes himself in our humanity. And so at the Last Supper, he takes the apron and ties it around himself as a sign of his service. He washes the feet of the apostles to cleanse them. And so he gives himself to wash us of our sins, of the original sin that we inherit from Adam and Eve, but also from our personal sinfulness. And then he tells us, "I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Following this homily, I will wash the feet of 12 parishioners to remind all of us that we are called to be in service to our brothers and sisters, that that is fundamental part of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. That when we have encountered the love of Jesus for us, we can't help but extend it to everyone whom we meet. Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. That includes you and I. May the love of Jesus shown to us this holy night move us to respond and to give all we have in service to our brothers and sisters and in faithfulness to the Lord Jesus.